And welcome, everybody, to Off the Hook Overtime here on YouTube. You've made it to Channel 2600. And let's see if other people have made it as well. Kyle, did you make it over?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good, good. Who else? I forgot who we... Rob, did you make it?
Yes, indeed, I did.
And looks like Gila made it as well.
I did, indeed.
And Alex?
I'm present.
Okay. And again, for the first time ever, we have live chat enabled on the channel, something that we have resisted, saying it's probably a bad idea, but why not see how bad an idea it actually is? Gila, can you report on your responsibilities so far as moderator? Have you met any challenges?
I would like to thank everyone in the chat for their forbearance and for, in fact, listening and stopping like the good little hackers you all are. And
oh, yeah, that's going to ensure compliance.
I actually just read that right off the chat. I do, however, have a question. As promised, I will push it to overtime now.
Oh, now we have another source of questions. So that's the purpose
exactly.
of chat. That's why we have chat. So
exactly.
Okay.
So the question was, do you make more money from a lifetime subscription or a lifetime of subscriptions?
Oh, you mean does the magazine benefit more from people subscribing every year or a lifetime? It's hard to say. It really depends on how you look at it.
What kind of shape you're in?
As far as they go, it's different for every person who's spending the money. But as far as the magazine, obviously, it's more of an initial benefit to have a lifetime subscription because, you know, you're paying for however long we're around for in the future, whereas, you know, 10 years down the road, nothing is coming in, but yet we're still sending you things. So, you know, in the future, hopefully we have more people that are doing similar things or we have other income sources. But in the initial period right now, obviously we benefit mostly from lifetime subscriptions and that goes digitally and physically as well. So that's the answer to that question. Yes, Rob.
Yeah, I mean, another important factor in this question is how long you choose to survive, because a lifetime subscription is until the magazine or the subscriber expires. So, you know, try and live long, live clean, live well, and you'll be more likely to get your money's worth out of a lifetime subscription.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. Lifetime is, it's hard to define. Whose lifetime? When does the lifetime end? We're getting into these metaphysical discussions again.
Take your subscription seriously.
Uh-huh.
Come on. It's like...
We have had people donate their lifetime subscriptions back. Well, actually, I should say we've had people on behalf of those who have passed on donate it back and ask if we can give it to somebody else, and we have. So the lifetime continues even after a lifetime sometimes.
A life well planned, yes.
Yeah.
We will accommodate.
All right. Good question. Good question.
That is a good question.
I should also point out we have a phone number. More traditionally, if you want to call us, our phone number is 802-321-4225, 802-321-HACK, and then we can hear your voice as well, and you can ask us even more questions there or tell us things that are going on with you. But, of course, feel free to use the chat however you feel it should be used. We want to see if it's something that's compatible with what we want to do.
Exactly. It is – so, I'm sorry, we did have a question in the chat, which is, what is slow mode?
Another question, huh? Wow, the questions are just coming in.
I think it puts,
I don't resent this at all.
I think it puts it on delay. I saw that as well. I don't know what it means.
I know what it means because I set it up. Slow mode means that you have to wait a certain amount of time between posts. So in other words, you can't come up with a thought a second after another thought. You have to wait a certain amount of time, and I don't know what the time is. I think it's 30 seconds, but I can't.
It's 30 seconds.
Okay.
It's a way to throttle the flood of posts, so we were kind of, you know, trying to get ahead of certain situations.
It's
like
a fail-safe for exuberant...
Those people who post questions one word at a time and hit return after each word, you won't be able to do that. You'll have to wait 30 seconds between each attempt because it'll drive the moderators crazy otherwise. You want to take this phone call? Oh, we have a phone call. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay, here we are.
Wow, sounds like Rebel. Rebel, where are you now?
Home. I'm in New York City.
Okay.
I'm not leaving for Russia until June 1st.
So. Oh, we thought maybe you were there now.
No, I'm leaving June 1st.
I'm sorry for sounding disappointed. I didn't mean it that way.
So June 7th, I'll try and call in if I'm not tired. I mean, last year I was tired and it was 4 o'clock in the morning, so I didn't call in. That's fine.
It's a poor excuse. I mean, how often do we get a call from Russia?
I know you did that when you were overseas.
I didn't use that excuse. I stayed up.
Right, you stayed up. I'll try and stay up for 4 o'clock. Let's see.
Let's see.
I'm on the do not call list, as are many USMEs.
You're on many do not call lists, from my understanding.
But you know what they do now? You know they have fines for people who call. If you're on the do not call list and you want your calls are consumers, they have the right to report the entity and fine you.
No.
I'm reading the chat. All right.
Yeah, see, this is what happens. He's reading the chat while he's talking to us. All right, he's distracted. We're not getting 100% Rebel here. We need all of Rebel, not just 60% of them.
And you can read it back.
You could. They have AI calling and doing telemarketing.
You've noticed AI?
Yeah, they have artificial intelligence doing the telemarketing. They have like recording thing. Would you like to? I see that you're on mini or whatever. I mentioned this before. And then they'll wait for you to say yes or no or whatever. Or if you do go to a person, if you say, yes, I'd like to speak to somebody about the thing, and it'll be, the person will be, in the Far East or Asia or something. So you can't tell them, I'm on the do not call list. Please don't call me. You just, because they're in Asia or the Far East.
Rebel, damn it, Rebel. Don't we have the same conversation every time you call us? I'm wondering if you're artificial intelligence, because you keep telling us the same things.
Okay. Well, maybe some new people don't have. Now, let's see. Some telemarketers have numbers that don't allow duplicate calls. Like, I've been getting a lot of telemarketing calls on my cell phone. So I would call the – I like to, call the telemarketer. I like to, a call and then put it on three-way. But I on my cell phone, I could do, five-way. I could put that call on hold and conference another one in and – you know what I mean? I could do that like a five-party line type thing. But it doesn't, it says multiple calls are not allowed on this line or this whatever.
What, was that a question?
It's a mention.
Okay, it's a mention. It's a good mention. Yeah. Let's move on to the next mention. I like mention as a noun.
One drink, I'll be drinking vodka when I go to Russia.
I'm drinking vodka right now.
Let's see. Okay, what else can I say? Does anybody want to ask me a question on the chat? Okay, let's go to the chat.
No, you can't cross the two. Okay, that's against the rules. You can't cross the chat into the phone. No. If someone asks a question, here's how it works. Somebody asks a question on the chat, then Gila will mention it and bring it up to you. All right? You can't talk directly to the chat. I'll let the first one go, but in the future, that's a violation.
Okay. Let's see. What else? Okay, let's call. So, good call. Let's see. Shall I... let's demonstrate something. Let's see.
It's what we all wanted, isn't it?
Where's my... Hold on.
Yeah, we're going to be put on hold. There's going to be a long period of silence, and then we're going to be connected to something we can't disconnect from. And eventually, Rebel will hang up in shame.
I figured that out. Okay, let me just hold on. No, I'm not going to call that.
No, don't call that.
Okay. Let's call this. 202.
I don't give the phone number out.
Okay, I'm not going to give the phone number out.
Well, we know it's in Washington, D.C. now. That's not fair.
The 629 exchange.
Oh, my God, you have the exchange. You just have four more numbers to go.
Okay, I'm dialing the four numbers. Hold on. Emmanuel?
Yes, I'm still here.
No. Okay. That's the weekend to help you find another business in the area.
What? What happened? Wait, you're just telling us what it said?
Yeah, because I couldn't three-way because it wouldn't let me.
Rebel, again, we've had this conversation before. If it doesn't supervise, you can't three-way. You can only three-way after it connects. Yep. So if you can't connect, you can't three-way.
Right, obviously. Okay, let's try this one. Hold on, 256. Hold on. There you go, 256.
Is it me? Is it me? I'm oh, my goodness.
You've been clear about it. I think you've made the case.
Hold on.
What do you think we're doing? Why do people tell you to hold on when you don't have a choice? You know?
So would it work?
Only attempt to reach you. Your business will possibly receive up to $26,000 for
now
every employee you maintained on payroll during the years 2020 and or 2021. You will not be required to pay it back. And it is not alone.
Okay, this is spam that we hear all the time. I don't know what you're sharing with us.
An error press 8 to be removed.
Go ahead, Gila, if you can.
All I was going to say is that when Rebel says, hold on, it does sort of remind me of when you're on the subway and they're like, we're not moving right now. Thank you for your patience.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
I'm in a tube underground. I'm stuck here.
And I'm not patient when I'm there either, so I don't know what they're thanking me for. Okay. They're hoping for my patience. They're not thanking me for my patience. Yes, Rebel, you're back.
Yes, of course.
We could always accept go ahead, Gil.
I was going to say, we have another question from the chat. I don't know if it's Rebel specific. Let me see if we can get a clarification on that.
Well, so now we have to ask questions of the people asking questions before we can ask a question of Rebel.
This was going to be new. It was always going to be
just,
new.
You know, airtime is valuable on YouTube.
It takes a job.
We're learning here. We're learning why.
Speaking of radio.
So.
Let Gary answer the question and then I'll ask.
Go ahead, Kyle.
If we had, you know, some numbers to check out of interest, you could easily, you know, send us a list that you were curious about, and we could arrange to.
Yeah, you know, Rebel, if you're on the chat, you can post actual phone numbers on the chat, and nobody's going to stop you from doing that.
And people might actually be able to look them up.
And leave us alone, and we'll just go do our radio thing.
That's even better.
That's such a good idea. Speaking of radio, how did when WBAI was on Wall Street and 8th Avenue, how did they get from broadcast from the studio on 8th Avenue or Wall Street to the Empire State Building, it's wherever the transmitter is.
Oh, I know this one. They use phone lines, and you know, some radio stations use microwave links, but we use phone lines.
For a while, I think we used broadband even, but it was part of that temporary site transition from Empire State to the other transmitter. But for the most part, it's a dedicated circuit.
Right. And now, how did the microwave? Why would they use microwave? Because people in the country use microwave, in the
You don't have to pay for a phone line if you use microwave and you have a microwave dish and you have line of sight. So there's that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you just pay for the energy.
Would have a microwave. How far does microwave reach? 10 miles?
Again, line of sight. You might recall years ago when microwave links were more popular with phone calls. On highways, you would see antennas maybe every 10 miles with all kinds of dishes up on top, and they were connecting to each other.
Yeah, if you ever recall the giant horn, the big, huge antennas, they're every so many miles, especially in the Midwest in very flat areas. You can see the relics, sort of the old equipment that's still in place. But that stuff would carry a huge band of calls and other information, and it really is limited by just the conditions and the aim and energy use.
Do you remember the company MCI, Microwave Communications Inc.? That's what that stood for.
Right, but how does that, in 9th and 10th Avenue in Manhattan and 50th Street or 56th Street or something, and there's an AT&T building with on the roof, there's microwave.
Yeah, they were heavily into that kind of stuff. So that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, that was their jam.
Anymore. Sorry?
Does that not work anymore, or do they just have that there?
You'd have to go up to the roof and then find out.
They're retired in place. They're either seldom used, not used, or soon to not be used. I don't know. But most of the very, very large ones, a smaller microwave is used, and there are numerous types of antenna, but it's an aging technology because there's so many other competitive medium now.
Gayla, how is that question progressing? Still,
I asked the asker if it was for Rebel or for everybody. Have not gotten an answer, so I will push it to the show. But Rebel, pick one, dude. You're either on the phone with us or in the chat.
Oh, what? He's on the chat. See, I'm not looking at the chat.
We could be taking other calls.
This is why I sound so focused, because I've got my eyes closed and I don't even see anybody.
I chose not to be in the chat.
Yeah, you shouldn't be on the chat and on the phone at the same time with us, Rebel.
I'm not on the chat. I'm now asking you a question. You know the building
Wait,
on...
I'm supposed to ask you a question, damn it. No, let us do our job. Now, Gila, it's your turn.
Yes, okay. So the question we have been asked is... What do we think about censorship in Ireland?
Wait, that's a question for Rebel?
I don't know if it's a Rebel-specific question.
You know what? That is a question for Rebel. Go ahead, Rebel. Take it.
Censorship in Ireland?
Mm-hmm.
I've never been to Ireland. Well, not yet. I'd like to go next year.
I've never been to Mars, but I have feelings about censorship on Mars.
Okay. You know those two big antennas on top of that?
So you're just going to ignore the question. Is that it?
Because I don't know the answer.
You don't know how you feel about censorship in Ireland. Interesting.
Because I've never been to Ireland.
So you have to be someplace to know how you feel about injustice in that place. Wow, that's convenient. Many dictators would welcome that kind of attitude. Thank you. Thank you, Gila, for that question. Thank you, whoever asked the question.
Does anybody else have any opinions on that question?
We can. I think Rebel wants to get out what he's saying now, and then once we release him, we will address the question ourselves. But go ahead, Rebel. Talk about the dishes on the roof or whatever it is that you're talking about.
The building that I think it's the AT&T building or the Western Union building on like Sixth Avenue and like Canal Street. The big two with two antennas on top of it. Uh-huh. What is that?
Yeah, I'm going to get it wrong. I think that's an old AT&T building, or it might be an old New York Telephone building. It's definitely a phone company building. So I'm pretty sure it was on a cover of 20th Congress at one point. The building to look at, though, is the Thompson Street. Yeah, that building that was in Mr. Robot and everything. It's the one without any windows. It's from another planet.
It's a style of architecture that's used very widely in a lot of the telephone company plants and COs. So
is that Brutalist?
It is the Brutalist style, yeah.
I love the name Brutalist.
But that is the one type of utility, type of construction in every part of this country that exemplifies in a lot of ways that style. And one of the only, well, there's other, you know, universities, campus, and places that borrow that. But it's sort of fascinating. That was, and you get strange buildings like that. They look so futuristic, yet they've, you know, been there for some time.
And you have the actual address?
I think it's 33 Thomas.
36th Avenue.
No, he's giving a different address, Rebel, really.
What are we talking about?
Well, you know what we're talking about, that maybe somebody can plug that into Google Maps or something and
Mr. Robot
make sure that we have the right building so we don't send somebody to someone's grandmother's home or something. Go ahead, Rebel. Floor is yours.
The building without the windows, that's on Thompson Street. That's like an...
Is it Thompson Street? That's what I was saying at first.
Thompson? Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Kirk Street.
Uh-huh.
That I don't know. I don't know anything about that one. I was wondering about the building on 6th Avenue, and I think it's the address is like 32 6th Avenue or something. It was like the Western Union building or something, or AT&T Long Lines or something like that. But it had two...
They occupied the former Western Union building. That sounds right, but I don't know the exact details off the top of my head.
Okay, there are two big antennas on the roof of the building. I was just wondering what those were. They're strange-looking antennas that, you know. But they're interested in, like, how radio works and antennas and things like that. And, you know, they've got a CB radio. Too bad Bernie S. isn't around anymore.
So I know there's a lot of antennas on top of the building you're talking about, but I don't have a picture.
Okay, well, I think Rebel has run out of things to say.
Yeah, I think so. Let's see. If not, I'll just type it on the chat.
It's actually Rebel. It's not Thompson Street. It's Thomas Street. I just looked it up. We had it right, and then you made us have it wrong, and now it's 33 Thomas Street. Kyle had it exactly right. Yeah. Let this be an example.
Wait.
You should be sent to 33 Thomas Street and serve time there, because it looks like a prison.
No, that's... That, okay, wait a minute.
It does look like a prison.
Rome Street, Venice Street...
All right, while Rebo figures out the streets.
Street. Yes, it's Thompson Street. The Thompson, I'm talking about the building with the two antennas. That's
I'm not
Thompson.
Talking about that building. I'm talking about something. You're only talking about what you're talking about. I'm talking about something different.
We already talked about the antennas,
the one on
too.
Church Street.
Uh-huh. Oh, Church Street, okay.
I don't know how Church Street can be mixed up with Thomas Street or turned into Thompson Street, but 33 Thomas Street is the coolest looking building.
Right.
All
right.
Final thought, Rebel, and then we're going to move on.
Let's see. What else?
This could take a while. Your laughter is really making me nervous.
What else? When I call a lot of the old 800 numbers from off the hook, from like the 90s, it goes to the same thing, like the same recording, the same, like, you thank you for calling, just for calling today, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's called an error message, and there are a lot of them.
No, it's not an error message. It's one of those, just for calling today, you can receive, you know, a gift card or whatever, or something like that. It's one of those, you know, like, hold on, let me...
Oh, no. What have I done? you're saying that every single phone number that we've given out in the past now goes to the same company that's offering coupons?
I think so. Hold on, let me try.
It's not a world I want to be part of. All right. I'm sorry, folks.
Listen carefully as our menu options may have changed. Calls are recorded for quality assurance. We're very...
See, that's what...
I was listening to that.
Oh, you want to hear it again? Every number, like from like whether you called it in like 91 or 93 or 98, you know, like different, you know, like the 1-800 MAYANI is, or 1-800, the old number that AT&T used to have, you know, telephone used to have, it all goes to this.
Look, let it play through. Let it play through, okay? So I just want to hear what it says. At least they say their menu may have changed, as opposed to the ones that lie and say their menus have changed.
And please listen carefully as our menu options may have changed.
Because you know they haven't.
Calls are recorded for quality assurance.
Don't hit any buttons.
We're very excited to tell you about a special promotion for select callers. This will only take a moment. By answering just a few questions, okay, we will find out if this offer is right for you.
All right. Oh.
Thank you for calling the Medical Alert Center. This is Jessica on a recorded line. Can you hear me okay?
Who is this? Who is this?
Great.
I'm so confused.
So, on our promotion today, you actually have the opportunity to receive a free
Jessica.
Medical Alert device.
Jessica.
So congratulations. You know, it's that...
Jessica, damn it, will you listen to me?
I've fallen.
...in case of an emergency or even a fall.
I don't think Jessica can
now,
hear
when
you.
You're participating
why can't Jessica
program,
hear me? Jessica, shut up. Let us talk,
free.
For God's sake.
So, oftentimes, it's really...
This is really important
devices,
that I get through to you.
We make it really simple for you. We pay for the entire unit itself and then ship it right to your house for...
I can turn them off. I just realized that. Okay, Rebel, we're giving you one chance to say goodbye, and if you don't say goodbye, we're going to say goodbye. Rebel?
Okay.
All right.
I totally understand.
No.
But honestly,
get Jessica out of here.
Hurt, even the healthiest
she's
people,
proven really
so,
annoying.
It's really important to have a way to call for help in case of an...
All right. Rebel, that was entertaining. Thank you for that, and we will talk to you next week, maybe.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Of course, we're not on next week, but he's welcome to call in.
He'll probably stay in the chat, too. So.
Our phone number, despite the temptation to change it, remains 802-321-4225, if anyone else out there would like to call us. Censorship in Ireland.
Censorship in Ireland.
I don't like it.
I'm not for it.
No. Dead set against it. Alex, you're strangely quiet on the subject.
Oh, I think it's terrible. I mean, I've read a tiny bit about this, and it seems a lot like thought crime, like something that would be straight out of 1984 or, you know, any kind of dystopian type of novel, because it's really strange. You know, it's about it's like taking this notion of trying to stop people from being offended by anything to some extreme side or extreme example of it. It's really, really, really bizarre because it allows essentially, from what I can tell, somebody to be convicted of like inciting hate or spreading hate simply by possessing something like a note or a text message or some kind of writing on a phone or a device, even if you don't send that to anybody else. So the simple possession of some kind of writing that is not even transmitted to another person can actually be considered to be, you can be in possession, quote-unquote possession, of some kind of hate speech.
Well, what if we simply write up something offensive and distribute it to everybody in Ireland? Then everybody has it, and the whole country has to face the charges then.
Well, that's an interesting issue, right? I mean, if you're in possession of it by virtue of having received it, yes, that would have to be some kind of exception. Right? That would be terrible. But, I mean, this whole idea of just simply putting something down in writing as an idea or a thought, even though, you know, you might be an abhorrent thought or it might be part of a novel or something like that, but the idea to criminalize putting something down, you know, as a note on your phone is totally insane and contrary to the most basic fundamental principles of things like freedom of speech and association, expression. It's really, really horrible. And as I understand it, this has passed without almost any meaningful opposition. The Irish equivalent of the House, and I think it has to go into the Senate, and this law is expected to pass. And I think it's really worse than that too, because there are things like, you know, turning the presumption of innocence on its head, and people who are in possession, I think of even of this unpublished speech, are presumed to essentially be guilty. And you have to rebut the presumption and essentially prove your innocence. So I really don't understand how something that is in the political philosophy sense, a liberal democracy, can even countenance a law like this. It's nuts.
Yeah, when did Ireland become part of the Deep South? This is hitting me by surprise.
This wouldn't fly anywhere, I think, even in the Deep South. I think people would see this for what it is.
Have you been paying attention to the Deep South lately, Alex? That shouldn't fly are flying.
I think that even the Deep South would recognize this as abhorrent and contrary to, you know, they believe in the, you know, in the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, and, you know, when it suits them. And if they want to keep flying their Confederate flags, this law would really become a big obstacle. So,
well, we could discuss this for quite some time, but we have another phone call. Good evening here on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead.
Good evening, gang. Hi, this is Tim in Connecticut.
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Oh, not too bad, not too bad. Nice to see the chat up and running.
Yeah, I haven't looked at it myself, but I haven't heard any horror stories yet, so maybe it's okay.
Oh, no. I think just like the, you know, just like the Hope conferences and stuff, we'll be respectable. I mean, won't tear things up on the first day, at least.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Gila's the one monitoring it right now, so we'll see if she loses her mind.
I don't think she will. As far as, you know, censorship and I think it's basically about control and power. Either the people in power want to control the populace, or they want to promote their beliefs. But it really, in my humble opinion, it comes down to me forcing my beliefs onto other people. There's many names for it, and it's been done all throughout history. I don't think it should continue, but it's very, very hard to stop when you have an overwhelming majority.
Yeah. Well, I can see everybody is fascinated by this. Nobody has anything to say? No? Well, Gila is the person handling all the chatting.
I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm watching the chat.
It sounds like we're all watching the chat. And
you have something to say?
I've been talking more than I should.
I put also in the chat, you know, there's a lot of things about the Florida governor against Disney,
mm-hmm.
against schools. You know, and it's one of those things that you don't want to go off on a lot of tangents, but it looks like a lot of people lately seem to be pushing all kinds of control over everything from how you feel to how you want to be to what you do with your personal life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, one of the stories that I've been looking at in horror over the last couple of days is the story of a teacher in Florida who showed a film that happened to have a gay character in a Disney film, and she is facing all kinds of hell now from the state of Florida for that, for showing a film and violating a policy, which apparently the policy is not to even acknowledge gay people as existing in any way. That is the crime. This is, you know, we warn people that they started with first to third grade, and this is, I think, a fifth grade class, so they've expanded already. It's not just about quote-unquote woke speech in books. It's just about existence now. It is spreading like a cancer. So I don't think this is happening in Ireland, but maybe I'm wrong. This is an evil that is happening right here in our backyard, and we better do something about it, or it's going to be out of control before we know it.
I agree. I mean, this teacher was actually, she had had tests for her class, and some kids couldn't finish in time, so they had to go to another room. Everybody who finished came over to her room. So what she was doing was showing this Disney film as a break. They'd already completed their assignments, and it was a PG film. There were already parent approval slips for the film. But it had a couple of characters that kissed, and now she's in trouble.
Wow. That's the country we're living in right now. It's horrible. Gila, go ahead.
Yeah.
This is actually me, by the way. This is not a YouTube thing. When I was in middle school in the Great Midwest, we had... we were supposed to show a movie, permission slips went home, we were going to watch Dances with Wolves, because we'd been doing a whole unit on Native Americans, and one kid's parents said, no. So we had to watch
Wait, no, why? What is it about Dances with Wolves that anybody would find offensive?
Unless... Their child was only allowed to watch G-rated films.
Oh, it was the rating that upset them?
Yes.
Okay.
Their child, we were in eighth grade, I want to say, and their child was only allowed to watch G-rated films. So the screening of Dances with Wolves was canceled. And again, this had been like everything we'd been studying was building up to watching this particular movie. This was the point. So we had to watch Beauty and the Beast as the capstone of our educational experience. And I shudder to think what would be happening now.
Couldn't you just send the kid on an errand or something while you showed the film to the rest of the kids? You know, or...
But then the kid gets complex of being excluded.
And this is happening.
Exactly.
This is happening everywhere. In the Midwest, in the Deep South, and guaranteed there are people plotting in New York to do the same thing. So
I think what bothers me is Corporal Max Klinger on MASH, dressed up as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of Three Stooges cross-dressing. There's plenty of cartoons cross-dressing. There's plenty of, just in general, in production, shows that were cross-dressing. And it seemed okay then. Now it's horrifying.
Well, you know, that's what Letri, the Croatian band we just played, did in their video. They put on dresses in military outfits as dictators and just to mess with everybody. And to show support for cross-dressing, the trans community, everything. And I think in every aspect we have to do things like this. We have to speak up and never just accept it as, well, that's the way things are now, because it's just not acceptable.
It can't continue.
You know, we're going to have to be loud. We're going to have to be rude. We're going to have to, you know, fight fire with fire. But
how do you get people to listen?
Well, people will listen if you speak. If you say something. If you don't censor yourself. So that's the worst kind of censorship, the kind where you impose it upon yourself because you assume what's going to happen if you do open your mouth. But you never know. You never know who is going to be moved by what you say.
I don't know. I don't like the path that we are going towards, but
mm-hmm.
No, I'm not about to get in the car and drive down to Florida to do something about it.
Yeah, well, I don't feel safe in these states where I basically encourage everybody to, you know, have as little training as possible and carry as deadly a weapon as possible. They're just out of their damn minds. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on. They got to sort this out one way or another. But when it comes to freedom of speech, that is something that I'm not going to shut up about.
I agree. But you would think that the people who are at the center of whatever the problem is would see that as well.
Yeah,
that it's a problem, that we don't want to go down this path.
Yeah, no, I don't want to go down the path with these people either. Their hypocrisy and so forth is beyond absurd. And I think just pointing it out and being honest about the communities that are being represented and now misrepresented, and just reminding the public that, like, this whole, like, not acknowledging certain communities exist is something that has been tried. It has been done over the years, over the ages,
mm-hmm.
of denying this or not accommodating people who are underrepresented or vulnerable communities, and it doesn't go well. It ends up with tearing families apart, people not finding community and hurting themselves or acting out and hurting others because they don't understand why they feel they do or way they do, or they don't feel like they have a place in society. I mean, these are very real consequences of this kind of reactionary sort of backlash, throw the gays under the bus policy. I mean, it was, I think, well ahead of now, like, win or lose, they were going to go this direction as soon as they secured a perceived win with Roe v. Wade mm-hmm. and the Supreme Court, that this the bathroom issue, as it were, and on from there was going to be a chief
abortion pill.
Yeah, that too, but that was going to be a chief mobilizing point because it's personal, it's taboo in some ways for a lot of their base.
And that's the thing. If you don't want to do it, that's fine. You do you. This is your right.
Mm-hmm.
But you shouldn't make it law.
Yeah, and it's hypocritical too because these are the same people that
talk
say
about canceling.
Yeah, you know, they're complaining about canceling when they're the main cancelers. They say that people should have the right to do what they want unless it's something that they don't like. Then all of a sudden, they want big government to come in and regulate. It's hypocrisy to the first degree. Rob, I think you had something.
I did. It's just, of particular interest to us here on this program and our community and our listeners, I think, is the hacker community's role in all of this, which is to make sure that the lines of communication are kept open, make sure the lines of information are kept open, make sure you just keep educating people as to how to find their way through the mess of nonsensical information out there to what's real and true and worth basing your actions on. So wherever you live, whatever threats you're under, there is a community out there that you can link up with and say, you know, be attached to and be part of and contribute to.
And organize, you know, because getting these idiots out of office on everything from the most local of all scales to the national offices is paramount. It is huge. And I know, you know, it takes patience. You got to wait for election day, and you have to make sure that people are on the same page. Can't afford to have any kind of infighting or just basically a fracturing of coalitions. It's the one goal. The one goal should be get these idiots out of power, because look at what they are doing. After that, there's all kinds of other things that we can do and argue about, but this is an emergency. We have to get rid of them, period. Alex, I think you had your hand up.
Yeah, I think, you know, this whole law is really ridiculous in so many ways, but it could be really detrimental in a lot of ways that we don't think about, the knock-on effect of this. If these laws pop up and then television shows and movies and things have to cater to the lowest common denominator of censorship like this, well, it will actually affect production down the line. Mm-hmm. If they know that these characters can't be shown in Florida or something like that. And it's just so, frankly, horrible and disgusting to me to try to essentially edit out, crop out an entire subculture, class of people, simply because of their sexuality. It's just disgusting on so many ways. But I think you're right, though, Emmanuel. You're in that, you know, like the parson in the Canterbury Tales, right? These guys are guilty of the same vices that they're preaching against, cancellation. And at the root of all of this, though, is I think something that these people who are originalists, who believe in the magic of the founding fathers, and they're to be treated like some kind of godlike figure whose knowledge has now somehow extended from the 18th into the 21st century. Their word is biblical in nature. Well, the country was founded on the principles of tolerance, religious tolerance, political tolerance. You know, and how they are acting is completely antithetical to those principles. They are being the most intolerant mm-hmm. of society. And I think if they were to think about what our founding fathers would have said about censorship based on sexuality, well, I don't think that they would approve of it based on the same philosophical principles that they espoused in the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence. We want to be originalists about this. We frankly shouldn't give a shit what anybody else is doing, right? You know?
Yeah, I mean, weighing in on people's sexuality, they would not appreciate being treated the same way, right?
Cut into the light.
Sorry?
Yeah, absolutely. And remember, there was very much a,
like being brought out into the light.
Hey, Alex, I don't think you can hear our caller. Go ahead, caller.
Okay. Go ahead, caller. You go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was saying maybe they wouldn't like being brought out into the light of day.
Yeah. No doubt. But, you know, also remember that, you know, there was this notion of, you know, states' rights, too, that states can decide certain fundamental things. But the whole point of the Bill of Rights was to set out this territory where, the federal government could not legislate, right? And the Bill of Rights originally didn't even apply to the states. Remember, like, the First Amendment protections didn't apply. The Fourth Amendment didn't apply to the states. But through this process of incorporation, it did apply through the federal judiciary. But even these state constitutions had the freedom of expression and things like that, association built into it by design. So I think, you know, even somebody who was a staunch states' rights activist would have to look at the states' constitutions. And they all, to a certain level, reflected those same principles that were in the Bill of Rights. So I just see this whole sense of intolerance as being something that we should think of historically as being completely anathema to what our founding fathers would have approved of.
Okay. And any other thoughts from the call?
No. My name's Tim, by the way. Tim in Connecticut.
Yes.
Sorry. It's just you always say the caller.
Well, I do that for everybody. I tried, except Rebel.
Okay, no. As usual, keep up the good work, and appreciate you opening up the chat. And you guys have a great evening.
All right, you too. Take care. Gila,
bye-bye.
You have something?
Thanks a lot. Good night, Tim.
Something to add?
I have something to add, which is just, I think a really... I guess it's my life philosophy at this point mm-hmm. about anything at this point. If someone is doing something, you don't have to like it. And you don't have to understand it. And you don't have to do it yourself. Your only responsibility is not to be an asshole about it. And I think that's just a pretty, just a good guideline for life. And I like it a lot.
Why the hell couldn't Thomas Jefferson have said that? You know, it would have made things so much easier.
I would also think, by the way, Alex, you're talking about the Founding Fathers. And if they were here today, I feel like human sexuality would probably not even crack the top 50 of the things that they were thinking about right now, like cars and electricity
and hygiene.
There would be a day of questions.
There would be a lot of things for them to think
about. There would be a whole day of questions, I think. But after that,
a massive learning curve, mm-hmm. and they no. Also, they were not sure where I was going with that, but definitely. So many other things to worry about.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we have a call? All right, yes. Good evening. You are on Off Talk Overtime. Go ahead.
Hi, guys, and Gila. It's Johnny Fusion.
Hi, Johnny Fusion.
Sorry, I just heard Johnny in a call. Fuck, Johnny Fusion. Okay, that's where it is. What, is that particularly funny, Gila?
Just the fact that he said hi, guys, and Gila. I was entertained.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a chat joke, you know, because I'm not looking at the chat, and apparently everybody else is having in jokes now, and I'm not part of it.
I think that was a safe salutation, though. Hi, Johnny Fusion.
Yes.
Hi.
Welcome.
I wanted to continue a little bit on the theme of this last caller and more on the hacker response. Because, especially in Florida, but other states as well, and not just the South, because Florida is basically a fascist state now, mm-hmm. under Governor DeSantis. You know, and
yeah,
he's basically auditioning.
True.
You know, and he's basically auditioning to be the second fascist president of the United States. Right? He hasn't. He hasn't said he's running yet, because as soon as he declares candidacy, he cannot be governor of Florida, because Florida's constitution doesn't allow presidential candidates to be governor. So he's being coy about it, but he's clearly auditioning to have a fascist government at the federal level. But Montana today has outlawed TikTok.
Yeah, I did hear about that, and you are right, because Dakotas and Montana and Idaho, they're not in the South, but, you know, they might as well be.
Well, it's this conservative minority rule states where they're gerrymandered to hell and just conservative.
Yeah, Johnny, I just want to interrupt and point out that a big aspect of this to me is I think the naivete of unity, the message of unity, and the sort of overall political, like, charitable, like, magnanimousness is a nice word. That's my word of the week. I think we've been putting a lot more weight in that, and really what's energizing on display is spite. You know, this is, we didn't get our way, we're foul, we're going to upend it all in every single possible way and whine we all the way home. That's what's going on. This is not anything you can really work with, and there's pockets of it everywhere. There's good people in Montana and all those states too, but this is spite writ large. They're mad as hell they didn't get their way. They're mad as hell they're wrong and traitorous.
Wait, when didn't they get their way, though? They're always getting their way.
Oh, well, that no one bought their lie about the last presidential election.
Okay, there's
that's them not getting their way, so they're going to sink the whole thing.
That's the plan.
Wow.
You're getting it in every little, all these little fissures and places and all their little happy little pockets, and they want all the utmost respect.
But Kyle, I think the reason
they're
doing that is because they have the power. I think they would be doing it even if they won the election. I think they'd still be screwing things up and trying to ban abortion everywhere and have guns every place.
That's why, like, throw the gays under the bus was always, I mean, that was back in 2016. Before then, it was like, that was going to be it. I mean, Tiffany Trump was never going to lead, you know, the LGBTQ plus community, but Trump would have you believe that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been on their hit list of fun fascist cosplay for their platform.
The thing,
so-called platform.
I mean, and you know, this was the same, like, this doesn't get the same kind of press because of the Holocaust, but gender nonconforming people, transgender people, homosexuals, they were victims of the Holocaust as well.
Absolutely.
They were some of the first victims of the Nazis. That famous picture of the big pile of books burning was a sexual studies institute that studied people that had changed their gender.
Yeah, this is not,
you know,
this is not something that's just been invented. It's not something that's just been invented. This has been around for ages.
Well established.
Our understanding of it has evolved.
It's been around for millennia. I mean, in Samaria, they use horse urine of pregnant horses to hormonally transition. You know, the first hormone pills were literally the same substance.
Yeah. It's history repeating, I think, is what we're pointing out in a lot of ways, and that the tactics may change and so forth, but that overall sentiment is really pervading. It's sad in some ways, but I think that really it's crucial to not think the best all the time,
right.
as has been done, and be really, really, really practical about dealing with this phenomena, and just drop the expectation that this is anything but the kind of hardline and foul politic that it's presenting itself as.
Right. So basically, as hackers, we have to wake up resistance movements to the fact that fascism isn't something that can happen. It's happening. Right.
And of course, it's happening in many places, and it's not just as hackers, it's as humans. I think everybody has an obligation to point to history.
But hackers can be leaders for the technical aspects of the revolution or the counter-revolution, right? We need anonymous messaging, strong encryption, censorship-resistance networking, like get people off these cloud-based services, you know, get back to distributed network stuff, even set up new networks, you know, local networks, like neighborhood networks, you know.
Alex, I think you had something.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment to Kyle. You see, you know, I think you finally found a use for all that horse piss you've been collecting.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
We learn something new every day, caller. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, what I would like to caution people about, though, is both siding, because we have a tendency of doing that, and I think what we saw happen with CNN last week is a good example of that, where, you know, they gave Donald Trump this incredible platform. and treated him as if he were sane, you know, just a sane candidate instead of his history and the horrors that, you know, he is leading people into and just the utter ignorance and hatred that he spews. All of that was disregarded because he's a, you know, he's a front runner. And, it's, you know, it's not the same thing. You have to realize that. You have to realize that it's not like Elon Musk says where it's just freedom of speech. We'll figure it out ourselves. No, it's not that simple. It simply is not that simple. You would not give somebody who is guilty of crimes or suspected of real horrors the same kind of treatment as you would somebody who is noble in their beliefs and the way they go about things.
Well, the thing with the CNN town hall with Trump, that was CNN buying access and in the turn buying viewership, which they can sell to advertisers.
Except they lost viewership. They did terribly, and they've been doing terribly ever since. They're paying the price for that. You know, the people who go around saying, go woke, go broke, they're full of it because it's the exact opposite. You do something like that, and that's how you lose. You know, Newsmax is now ahead of CNN in the ratings, if you care about such things. That is what you get when you do something like this. People will react against it. And what they did was, unforgivable.
They thought it was 2016.
It's not 2016, obviously, but, you know, not only did they do this, but they shut out anybody who would ask a challenging question. So they turned it into a Trump rally, and, you know, they did all the catering, I guess. That is not what the media is for.
Instead of go woke, go broke, we should say go fast, lose cash.
Okay, yeah, I guess, except, you know, people aren't going to know what fash means. It sounds, you know, fascist, obviously, but... It might be too slick.
Maybe, fashion.
Alex, did you have something else?
Yeah, I think it's hard for an organization like CNN to ignore the leading candidate for the Republican nomination for president in the coming year. So.
Oh, I didn't say ignore. You don't have to give him a grand stage and treat him as if he's, you know, completely legitimate.
That's a fair point. But I think interviewing him, having him on stage and, you know, asking him very difficult, tough questions.
Which he didn't answer. He didn't answer the questions, and he wasn't asked questions by the audience because they were all Republicans. That's not fair.
But, I mean, he answered them in the craziest way. I mean, to the people who, you know, are not Trump supporters, this just, I think, reinforced the fact that he's totally inane and not fit for office. But I think where CNN really went wrong, though, and you touched on this, Emmanuel, was in the composition of the audience. You know, the people that want to show up to see a Trump town hall are not really going to be the people who don't like Trump. And they didn't filter, you know, or try to have some kind of equality on both sides of the aisle here. Because, you're right, it ended up being like some kind of Trump rally. When he was saying crazy things, people were cheering him on to do it. And it just came across as all wrong. I think that they did try their best, though, as CNN. What was the woman's name that was doing the interview? I can't remember. It was like Caitlin Collins or something like that. You know, I think she did a good job trying to keep things on the rails. But, you know, like Ozzy Osbourne used to say, I mean, this is a crazy train, right? I mean, this thing is a runaway train. It's going completely off the rails. That's what you're going to get with Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you shouldn't have expected anything else.
Thank you.
Also, wasn't there... I think I've seen this in a couple of places, that the audience was instructed. Not only they were there, you know, ideologically leaning toward either they had to be Republican or undecided voting Republican, but I think they were also instructed that they were not allowed to boo. They were not allowed to make any kind of reaction that was not cheering or laughing.
Yeah, they were allowed to cheer, but they weren't allowed to boo. What kind of crap is that?
It's fascist crap.
Well, it is. I don't want to use the word fascist too loosely, but you know there are people that are certainly filling the check marks, and they deserve to be called that. But I don't want to call everybody I disagree with that. But in this particular case, you know, especially people like Trump and the people that he has brought in, you know, if it quacks like a duck, you got to label it such.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, what else can you call it when you're not allowed to disagree publicly? What else can it be?
The things DeSantis is doing to his critics. I mean, I'm not one to be a Disney cheerleader by any stretch. But in this particular case, where they are being punished just because they disagreed with him, that is insane. That is not right.
It's not that I need Disney to win. I just need DeSantis to lose.
Right. Right. I think that's it. And this is where we have meet a challenge, though, because there are many people I know who would say, "Oh, I'm not going to support Disney. They're fascist too." Okay, but you know, sometimes you got to pick which one is worse than the other, and make sure that side doesn't win. And when you do that, then
right.
you might actually get somewhere, and then you can work on improving whatever is left.
Yeah, it's all about lesser evil in this point, you know, because when you support the lesser evil, you do get less evil, you know. You get less evil.
Sometimes you get a surprise.
Yeah, I mean, you still get evil, but, you know, But when that's the only choices, you want to get less of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even in our electoral system, I mean, the Democratic Party is not on the left. It's a right-wing party.
When I hear them saying socialist and communist, these people don't know what socialism and communism is. If they studied history, they'd realize what they're actually referring to. They would know what is wrong with those particular systems. Instead, they're taking people who are just so mildly over the line in the direction of left and calling them these. It's hilarious, but what's not funny is the fact that people are believing it.
Yeah, it's because people they stay in this country, they don't travel, they don't get exposed to other cultures.
They don't watch Eurovision. They don't know all the acts.
They don't watch Eurovision. They don't, you know, like me, I lived in Amsterdam. I hung out with my friends in Hactic. You know, they stopped being Hactic. They became Exit for All. You know, but I lived in a democratic socialist monarchy, you know, and I understood the lie that we were a free country when I lived in a country that had so much more freedom than America and strong social services.
Well,
doctors that still made health calls.
This is what country now? This is Netherlands?
The Netherlands.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's not a competition, but we could probably find things in the Netherlands that are problematic as far as freedom. I'm sure we can.
Oh yeah, they were extremely racist to their immigrant population.
There you go.
You know.
There's always something.
You know. Yeah, you know, not to look at the whole thing with rose-colored glasses, but I had a contrast of living experience where I was propagandized through my 13 years of public schooling of you're in the greatest country in the world, we're the most free, rah, rah, rah. We no more kings, you know, growing up with Schoolhouse Rock in the 70s. You know, all the propaganda about how great America is, that we're the best, but they never really contrasted with any other modern country, just how bad 18th century England was.
Mm-hmm. A lot of good literature, though.
Yeah, so. Well, sure.
There's always a payoff.
Almost 2,600 magazines speaking of good literature, you know.
Yeah, well, we fit in there somewhere. All right. Well, hopefully you're writing more articles.
I realize, go ahead. I
realized
something about the Democratic Party.
What's that?
It's basically there for rich people with the contents to vote for something, so they don't feel bad, but they can maintain the status quo and keep their money.
Sure. I mean, yeah, but you know, all that as it is, they're still the better choice when it comes down to certain decisions, and we can't say it's all the same. As I have said in the past,
No, they're not all the same, but, you know, they're not. I mean, they're beholden to corporations and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so much evil you
know,
can point to. There's so much evil, there's so much hypocrisy you can point to, but if you sit it out, it's going to be bad. It's going to be much, much worse than if you...
Yeah, Republicans are downright fascists right now.
You're on to something, but you gotta at least like put it in perspective, and not be paralyzed, because the more you try to idealize and look for the perfect, the more like the better solution will pass you by. And
exactly,
you know, we can't just put all of this on hackers, and we can't just like look for like the one silver bullet like solution to it. And we all want a better option,
right?
But the you know yeah it's
there are times
it
can,
yeah,
if
I
it paralyzes
we
us
be,
we're stagnant, you know.
I understand we got to be pragmatic,
mm-hmm.
The revolution has to be multifaceted, you know. I understand that. We each play our part.
Yeah.
And we do got to be pragmatic. So we got to, you know, vote for the best option out of a lot of bad options. But we do got to use the electoral process because it's the main process we have to affect change.
Yeah, and we have to unite and, work on the same side, even if, you know, you use the word revolution and somebody else uses the word change. You know, you don't necessarily have to use the same terminology. The important thing is to realize that only by working together will you achieve the goal. I mean, you know, if Conor Roy had just dropped out of the damn race, they wouldn't have elected a fascist on Succession. Did I give anything away? I'm sorry if I did.
Yeah, and if you... didn't have 18th century England, you wouldn't have, labor laws or unions or, I don't know. You gotta go through some stuff. And even in this, the solidarity is coming with the acknowledgement that we want different things. All of us, within parties, across political parties. And the consensus is that we have a deliberative, functional political system so that we can sift through and sort what is a priority and how to come to consensus on where we do differ. So I don't
right.
know if that's
well,
inspiring
I, well,
or stirring,
that,
but there's hope.
Yeah, I believe diversity is a strength.
Right,
right?
Yeah.
And, you know...
But if there's this bitterness...
Diversity of view, diversity of outlook, diversity
mm-hmm.
of method.
Yeah.
It's never hurt me, that's for sure.
But if there's this bitterness and this spite or resentment where it's like a zero-sum thing, where it's like, well, I've decided I can't work with these people, or that I won't work on this project, that it's not worth contributing to, or that I'm going to sabotage it with all the power I have, you're going to meet an adversary with that behavior, no matter where you're coming
right.
from.
So with the value of diversity, like the opposition, they're all about us alone have the power and we control everyone else and we want the other everyone else that's not like us.
Yeah, they want to homogenize and rile up and redefine what normal or what the lion's share of people believe, and it's all about that kind of hyperbole.
It's not that simple though, because
unity.
You can get people who are quote unquote diverse to say the things that you're saying as well. So that's why you'll see people of color, you'll see immigrants, you'll see women saying things that you wouldn't expect them to say because it doesn't really support their interests. It takes away their rights. But you can get people to say these things, and people can believe these things because there are no monolithic masses as far as where people are coming from. So don't be surprised is what I'm saying.
No, that's true. You know, there's always some that feel like that kind of think, well, I'll be one of the good ones and I'll be okay, and they don't realize it's like. Those in power will eventually come for you too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One way
or
another.
And they do act against their own interests. You know, well, they don't realize that. No, they won't. You know, like, look at what the log cabin Republicans have gone through when they were kicked out of CPAC, right? They said, but we're Republicans. We're one of you. And all the CPAC organizers said, no, you're gay. You're not welcome here.
I would love to be kicked out of CPAC. It's one of my bucket list things, but another day. Listen, we're gonna run us late, but thanks for calling. We hope you write more articles soon and keep calling.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
Likewise. Have a great night.
See ya.
Thank you.
All right, folks. Sorry. Gila, looks like you have something.
As we are preparing to wrap up, I do want to share one particular question. Tim, thank you. We're going to hold on to that for now because it's been a minute.
Uh-huh.
But the question we're seeing a lot is, will the chat be open again in future?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea what's been going on. So, Gila, you're probably best suited to tell us because you've been looking at it.
I have. It has been fun to watch. There have been the thing that I thought might happen has been happening. People have been continuing the discussion we're having on air, or you know, in the ether, I suppose. It's been fun to watch. People have been respectful, and people have been, I think slow mode is good. Rebel especially, I think slow mode is a good choice for us. And I think that, you know, I think it's working well. So, you know, the chat is a privilege, not a right. So we're going to keep an eye on it. But, yes, thank you, everybody, for being part of it tonight.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, it was kind of transparent to me because I was focused on the microphone. But it's good to know people are out there participating one way or another. And I guess it's good for listeners because, you know, they don't have to just listen to us. They can talk to each other and maybe organize against us. You know, it's inevitable. It's going to happen. So might as well make our peace with it. Go ahead, Rob.
While we're talking about new platforms and new things we're trying, many of you out there may know that we've been on Mastodon for a long time as Hacker Radio Show at mastodon.social. I'm excited to announce that we've moved instances. We were talking about this for a while, and while Rebel was on the phone today, we pushed the button to make it happen officially. And we are now hosted by the good people at hackers.town. So if you use Mastodon, you could find us at Off the Hook at hackers.town. If you followed our old account, your follow is being transferred over to the new one. That should happen automatically. We are looking forward to this comfy new site, and they are happy to have us.
A few questions, yeah. Actually. So there was some kind of issue with the old site, right? Where the people running it were jerks. can I say that?
I think we can say that now.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, you could see, that's the thing. We couldn't say it before because we were afraid of what they might do. This is not good. This is not what I like to see in social media places. I should be able to say people at hackers.town are jerks and nothing should happen. I don't know who they are. I don't know anything about them. But the point is, you should be allowed to be yourself and not have to be punished for that. Now, apparently, we did something on, what was the other one called?
Mastodon.social.
Mastodon.social.
Sort of the largest Mastodon instance, but also the moderators, the admins of that instance, their actions and choices they're making have been coming up for a lot of question lately. The instance has been generating a lot of spam, a lot of bad behavior. Moderators of other Mastodon instances out there in the Fediverse have been talking about muting it, defederating it, whatever. But that will proceed as however it proceeds. But it's no longer our problem because we are on an instance where they are very, very excited to have us. And I've known the community for a long time there. They're a great bunch. And I think it'll be a very good fit for us there. So many thanks to the folks in charge of hackers.town. And, that's where we are now.
And was it a difficult – it's called Off the Hook?
It's called Off the Hook.
Oh, great. So it's not a hacker radio show. That was confusing people.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a really good idea. But somehow it's transferring the old hacker radio show at Mastodon.social over to offthehook.hackers.town?
Off the Hook at hackers.town, yes.
How do you do that?
The process is very easy. You just go into the settings of both, and it basically holds your hand through the whole thing. You just have to, you know, start. You have to, if you want to move Mastodon instances, and you already have one, you will move your followers over from the old one to the new one. It won't move your content over. The posts won't be moved over, but it'll move your followers over, and the old one will then become a redirect that tells people this is no longer the droids you're looking for. It'll have a link to the new one. So it was all very, very easy to put through. I did it while we were on the phone with Rebel.
You're supposed to be paying attention to the show, Rob, but okay.
I was doing that, too.
You said don't look at the chat, but you did this instead. That's fine. I knew you could move instances. I didn't know you could move usernames at the same time to change your username. So that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's get more involved in that and hopefully do more things. One question, though. You said the posts don't move. But what about can people see the posts from the past if they followed us in the past?
They can. If they followed us in the past, they can still see our past posts.
Okay.
Because the instance they're on will know about them, basically, from their following us. So, they'll still be able to see our past posts. They will, if you want to see our new ones, make sure you're following us at offthehook@hackers.town.
I think this is worthy of an announcement on Twitter, where many people are migrating from.
We have done that very thing as well.
Yeah. So we're still on Twitter. Hacker Radio Show, it still exists. But, this is an indication of how easy it is to modify things if it's not quite working out. So that's really good to see.
Yeah, it's a real strength of the federated platform, where if you don't like how someone's running the one you're on, you can very easily move over to another one. You can't do that with closed systems like Twitter or Facebook or what have you. So if you don't like what the people in charge of Twitter are doing for any reason, like there could ever be a reason not to like what the people in charge of Twitter are doing, you can't move, you know, sideways to another Twitter, but you can on Mastodon.
Do you see all the pearls I'm clutching? I can't believe that you...
Wow.
Good heavens.
All right. Well, folks, you know, we're not on next week, so we have a vacation coming up, so that's good. People can write to us, oth@2600.com.
You can stream past episodes of this program on our website. It's 2600.com/offthehook. There are drop-downs and places where you select what year and month, and you can see every show, and there are descriptions in different formats. Very easy to do, so I encourage you to check that out. You can also listen on your... Alexa, kind of a personal assistant device. If you talk to some kind of computer and it does things for you, you just say, hey, device, wake word, whatever, play the Off the Hook radio show.
Yeah, I guess it's that easy. Or you can play WBAI anytime you want. I don't know who did this, but there's a whole lot of commercial announcements before it gets to the content when you do that with BAI. If anyone knows how that works, I'd sure like to get to the bottom of it.
I do think some radio stations have figured out ways to monetize. I don't know if that actually gets to the radio station.
It's literally a couple of minutes, more than any other station I've ever seen. I can't imagine that's what we want to do.
I sure hope it does benefit the station or that someone can look at that. Or if this was a policy change,
mm-hmm.
Who knows? It could have been right out from under a lot of the major stations. On, I think in this case it's the TuneIn app. We'd like to know more about how that works or what might be going on with some of those, because specifically for a community-run station or other low-power or non-profit ventures, having ads like that, it's, well, incredibly disruptive. It's sort of antithetical to the way that stream should work, and it makes the whole... radio programming over those devices a lot less, seamless,
mm-hmm.
Which kind of is the point. And so, it's takes a lot of the luster out of it if you do enjoy listening that way. But however you get this program and other programs, we do hope that you continue to listen.
Yes, and as Carl said, it's easy to listen on our website, 2600.com/off the hook. Every show that we have since 1988 is up online. You can stream it, you can download it, you can trade it, you can do whatever you want with it. 1988, you know that creation band I played before? I said they were around for a long time, 1987. We've been around about the same amount of time, so that's something to imagine. But they were in Eurovision and we weren't, and that's something we're just going to have to deal with.
I just know we're going to be like having you talk to different years of yourself that someone trained. Like, oh, here's Emmanuel talking to 1989 Emmanuel.
Do you think somebody will do that?
Someone will do it, yeah.
So we'll hear each of us saying things that we would never say, and I guess we'll just get used to it. It'll be the new reality. Alex, looks like you have something to say.
I was just thinking, as you brought up this whole Eurovision thing again, you know, we have this outro for Off the Hook. I think we should have a separate outro, possibly one that doesn't have to not have explicit lyrics for overtime.
Except that YouTube will flag us, and then people won't be able to see the damn video. Or it's not really a video, but still.
It's a trap. It sounds nice,
yeah.
But it's a trap, Alex. We learned this doing events, and yeah, it's you got to be careful with YouTube. Be original on YouTube.
I should point out that at times, whenever there's some kind of issue with YouTube, we always have the archive up on that same 2600.com/off the hook site, so you can always find the audio there. Rob, go ahead.
No, I was going to say what you were going to say, which was that's a copyright nightmare as far as YouTube's filters go. But Alex, if you want to sing something before we sign off, I'm sure that that won't trip any alarms.
Yeah, just don't be too good, or it might catch it anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on this one, but let's try again next week or 2 weeks from now.
Yes.
We'll talk on the air.
Yes.
And, yeah.
We can gather and watch Rebel Call In next week and not pick up the phone, but other than that, two weeks.
I'd love to see somebody create a conversation of Rebel with Rebel. That would be interesting.
Okay, I'm seeing a movie in this, like a Terminator type of a thing. Okay, we'll talk. All right, night, everybody.
Good night.